Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Pitch, he's like, get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get
we
the chainsaw!
Go.
Get everybody pile in the minivan,
chainsaw.
We're going!
And worst...
You guys are as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keith's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
Holy smokes, Jones, what a week it has been here on the program. First week of December 2025, and it was a Monday Night Football game for the Patriots. They took on the Giants, which of course led us to a conversation of the top five Giants of all time.
The Giant you missed, the biggest Giant that ever walked the earth, Robert Wadlow, the tallest man that ever lived, 8'11".
Oh, is this the guy in the Guinness Book of World Records, LJ?
Yes. I memorized that book as a kid.
I am familiar with that guy.
8'11"?
Yeah, I don't believe if I remember.
He was known as the Alton Giant and the Giant of Illinois, Robert Wadlow.
Yeah, if I'm familiar with this individual, I don't think he lived the longest life.
Short life.
I think he's...
like a big dog.
He's up there looking down on really everyone up in the sky.
He always was.
Yeah.
He always was looking down on everyone.
What's his name again?
Robert Wadlow, 8'11", did die at the young age of 22.
Yeah, well, you know.
I don't know what it was.
A lot of years of height shaming in there, though, I imagine. He was really making fun of everybody else, I would think. I don't know who got the last laugh, but he was doing that for a while.
Taylor.
1 week later.
Even if they have a 20-point lead with five minutes left in the game, the Patriots are going to pull it out. So.
It ended up being a positive Patriots. I see where he was going.
Honestly thought he was going to have another Giant we missed. What about the gentle Giant?
Who was that now?
Also Robert Wadlow. He had many nicknames.
Oh, what else?
Yeah.
What else he had?
Short life. They also called him the tallest man who ever lived, the gentleman giant, the boy giant, the giant of Illinois, and the Alton giant, because he went to Alton High School. Robert Wadlow, who sadly just missed out on being our Hoss of the Week.
I was going to say, this is why we don't hand it out on a Monday, Keith, because on Monday we thought Robert Wadlow, may he rest in peace, would be our Hoss of the Week, but no.
All Giants are Hosses, but not all Hosses are Giants. It's very much like a square rectangle thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
It's true.
We had a good chat with our friend Christian Ellis this week because he was playing like a wild man on Monday night. For a linebacker, is that the best scenario? Is a quarterback running on the sideline and not getting out of bounds? And
then, it is.
It has to be, right? Yeah. Like, because that is not like chasing a guy in the pocket or whatever else. Or, you know, you have to be worried about hitting him too low or too high because there's flags all over the place. But, like, that has to be like a dog and a bone.
Yeah. The moment I saw him tiptoeing and I knew he was considered a runner at that point. And so it was like, you know, as defense players, that's where we lick our chops. We're ready to go. We're any opportunity where we can hit the quarterback legally and in play, we're going to do it.
Pretty good. Christian Ellis?
I like how he just answered it like four times. But you weren't even done. Yep. He's like, yes.
Horrible question.
My answer is yes.
The question. kept going. Would you rather Wednesday, a pretty good seasonal discussion here,
Would you rather year-long eggnog or candy canes?
Candy canes, I guess. I don't really like either.
Put me down for nog.
All year?
Yeah. I mean, my cholesterol is already higher
Keith,
than
you
it
would
used
be,
to be.
You would be host of the week every week if it was eggnog year-round.
But I love the taste of eggnog. I got eggnog in my house right now, Brad.
Don't you think you love it because...
No, not just the booze. I do booze, eggnog, and regular eggnog. Is that what you're saying?
It's not the alcohol.
It's not that.
I can drink it.
I don't have a problem.
I can drink it.
You have a problem.
I can stop the water.
Billy's right. I can stop whatever I want. I don't have a problem.
Not going to today, but I could.
How dare you?
You know what I got in the freezer at home?
What's that now?
Eggnog ice cream with booze in it.
That sounds...
That just blow your
yeah,
brain?
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to eat it every day.
Where
but
can I find it?
Seasonally.
My freezer.
Is that so you don't need to know that for drinking?
No, no, no. My wife brought it home the other day.
Oh, okay. Never
She's
mind
like,
then.
Look at this. And I was like, holy smokes. That's a game changer. I'm going to put a scoop of that in with some other real eggnog.
Yeah, pour the...
More
yeah,
booze.
Now we're talking.
Like paint.
Make a float.
A little milkshake. Yeah, I'm going to make a little milkshake. You know, I had an eggnog drink last night.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, with the ice cream?
I didn't do the ice cream. Oh. I just did some spiced rum eggnog, a little bit of cinnamon and nutmeg on top of that bad boy.
I mean, it sounds great. It sounds like there's a lot of ingredients, but it sounds great.
It's not bad. It's quick make. Yesterday, we got into a little bit of hot water referencing the birth of Jesus Christ, or so I thought.
Well, a caller brought up when Jesus' birthday was. We said, boy, we always thought it was December 25th, but I guess we were wrong.
Well, because it started originally, we were talking about the Bruins, which led to how's Gavin McKenna doing at Penn State.
Turns out
not
that great.
Which led to he turns 18 later this month, and then that led to this.
He's a young pup, too. I think he's only 17.
That makes sense. He's going to be 18 December 20th, just 5 days before Christ's birthday. He'll be...
Close birthday to Ted. He's been a couple weeks of Ted's birthday. Happy birthday again, Ted.
A few moments later.
Well, a quick correction on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Point of clarification, he was not born on December 25th.
What?
That's a big conspiracy to combine some pagan holidays with some secular holidays so they can get more parishioners. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah. I didn't. When was his birthday then? Just for update that.
It's one of the things that's ambiguous in the Bible for whatever reason.
So it could be the 25th. But,
well, the sheep were out, so it couldn't have been.
Because the sheep aren't going to be out in the middle of winter, wasn't. Keith. Yeah.
Okay. That's right.
Maybe it was...
Jones knows.
Yeah, maybe it's global warming right on the equator, maybe.
Jones is with me.
It's warmer in the winter there.
Right. Jesus' birthday.
Not the 25th, so my whole life has been a sham.
Yeah.
And then we were getting texts. Shime was like, oh, it's in March or April. We're getting texts that it was for sure January. Then people were like, it's the summer.
So I was bracing for a different phone call there.
I'll get you that now.
Okay.
How it started.
That was how it started.
So you could see why we were a little confused because then the show went on, and I thought this was what he was referring to, but he was actually referring to a grab bag that we played that he was upset with. But our heads were spinning.
This next gentleman.
When this gentleman called in.
Yeah.
All right, real quick. Let's go to John and Saugus.
Hello,
John. Hello. He goes,
hey,
take a call.
You nitwit. Keep talking about my Lord and Savior like that. We're all going to stand before him one day as judge. You are offending millions of people that love Jesus with all their heart.
Hold on a second, John.
When his birthday
make
was.
Make fun of other people.
No.
Don't make fun of the Lord Jesus Christ and his name.
Wonder when his birthday was. I apologize if you took it that way. I was just always under the impression his birthday was December 25th. We were corrected earlier, and then I thought we kind of moved on. I really feel like we were not being offensive.
No, it's not about his birthday. I just heard Silent Night, Holy Night.
Oh, you didn't like that?
Crazy words. It's Jesus' song. It's about Jesus. You've offended millions of people. If you're going to say that name, it's a holy name. He's created all of us, and we're going to stand before him. Make fun of anything else.
Okay.
Making fun is fine, but not about the Lord Savior.
So you didn't like a holy night.
Chief's ex-wife, would you rather madness top five?
So what bothered that guy?
Yeah, I don't know.
Was not...
The birthday switch up.
That's
which
I could have sworn he was talking about.
Jesus wouldn't want us to offend anyone else.
No.
It's true.
Well,
guys, make fun of everybody else.
He's offended by the grab bags. A lot of people honestly are offended by the grab bag songs. It's just not typically.
Jeez.
Bite your tongue, Keith.
Yeah, seriously.
Man.
Wow.
The Rock came out to surprise the millions of the Rock's fans.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, our favorite game. Is it a compliment? Him saying we offended millions of people is a compliment.
I mean, that's definitely a compliment.
You might be overstating things slightly, sir, but we do appreciate it.
He's off by probably a couple million.
Yeah.
He's off by a couple million.
Yeah, give or take. Yeah,
but otherwise.
Weak Daisy, EI. Weak days on EI.
All right, let's get to our brag. Let's get to our brag of the week nominees, including what turned out to be an exclusive, hard to get interview with Gary Tengway on the hashtag Dork podcast.
A lot of
people wanted this interview. We're the only place he talked to.
I've heard this is the only people did want to talk to Gary, and only you got him.
People are hot about it. He was in the chair company. There's a big argument over who likes Tim Robinson more when they heard about Tim Robinson, sort of all that stuff with the chair company. Mm. But Dave and I had a chance to talk to Gary Tengway, and he gave us one of these.
I did a play in a senior citizen home.
Sick brag, bro.
I've played like a newscaster in like 15 different movies.
Sick brag, bro.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Great stuff, Gary. Appreciate that. You can check out the entire interview on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcast, or on YouTube as well. Just find the hashtag Dork Podcast.
There's
free for everybody.
Nowhere else you can hear Gary Tengway.
That's
right
it. Yeah, you want to hear about him talking to Tim Robinson, being in a scene with Tim Robinson.
That's it.
Getting cast in the chair company, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
His theories on how the show ended, which was a wild finish. Greg Hill, also a nominee this week.
Because I used to do all the maintenance on my 1966 Mustang myself.
Sick brag, bro.
That's real good.
Is that from this morning?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that was real late.
That was a good one.
Okay, yep.
And then also from the morning show, our friend Courtney Cox.
I mean, I was with the Bidens on Nantucket for Thanksgiving.
Sick brag, bro.
Wow.
I saw Joe leave Nantucket Pharmacy.
Sick brag, bro.
How is he moving?
Well, it's probably two people on each side kind of carrying him around Weekend of Bernie style. All right, you have a winner. It's Gary Tengway, Greg Hill, Courtney Cox.
I think you got to go Tengway.
Tengway. I think so.
I did a play in a senior citizen home.
Sick brag, bro.
I've played like a newscast in like 15 different movies.
Sick brag, bro.
Yeah, a little typecast, but he's excellent in those roles.
Well, it gets him a foot in the door for roles like this. Yeah. Unless he's a newscaster in this. I don't think so. I haven't seen
it. No, in this he was not.
He didn't sound like
his character's name was Evan. His wife was a pretty significant character in the show.
Both the Twitch chat and text line pointed out we may have missed a brag in there. LJ bragging about how he memorized the whole Guinness Book of World Records as a kid is a pretty good one, too.
That is good.
That was a good brag.
Yeah, he did have one in there.
We missed it. Robert Wadlow was
8'11". Amazing.
Okay. That's the Week in Review. Every Friday, 12:45, here on Jones and Keefe. Great work out there, guys. To our millions of listeners, great work by everyone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.